Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. We have this, the Non-Citizen Possession Statute, 18 U.S.C. 922 G5. Violates the Second Amendment as applied to Heriberto Carvajal Flores, United States District Court for the Northern District of Illinois, Eastern Division, Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman declared in a March 8th memorandum opinion and order. Thus, the court grants Carvajal Flores's motion to dismiss. Now, let's get to, I guess what we could do here is instead of going through all of the minutiae that goes along with this, we could just do the Cliff Notes version of this if you like. An illegal alien was arrested for possessing a handgun. The government prosecuted him because per federal law, illegal aliens are prohibited persons with all the other disqualifiers listed on the ATF Form 4473 Firearms Transaction Record are not legally allowed to have a gun. Still, Johnson Coleman noted, Carvajal Flores has never been convicted of a felony, a violent crime, or a crime involving the use of a weapon, contends that he received and used the handgun solely for self-protection and protection of property, has consistently adhered to and fulfilled all the stipulated conditions of his release, is gainfully employed, and has no arrests or outstanding warrants. And she pinned the relevance of that on the Supreme Court's Bruin standard that founding era text, history, and tradition are the benchmarks by which the constitutionality of a disarmament law must be measured. The closest analog was formerly untrustworthy British loyalists who, based on individual assessments, were permitted to carry firearms despite the general prohibition if determined to be nonviolent. And while they decided to admit that this court adopts and incorporates the reasoning of those opinions as to the finding that Section 922 G5 is facially constitutional, this court finds that, as applied to Carvajal Flores, Section 922 G5 is unconstitutional. Now, you would think the government would surely challenge an order that undermines its entire gun control regulatory scheme. And right now, everybody that, you know, sits on my side of the aisle with the Second Amendment, there's a bit of a schism going on with some gun owners insisting illegal aliens have no rights and others arguing back that rights are unalienable, or as the founders eloquently put it in the Declaration of Independence, endowed by our Creator. So, enter Illinois State Representative Dan Culkins, who asked, why shouldn't gun owners across the state, Illinois, cut up our FOID cards and be able to buy guns out of state with no worry? If a person who is not legally in the state can have his constitutional rights, so can the rest of us. See, this is what this kind of thing opens up. This is a can of worms that this opens up for the gun grabbers here, because in this decision, while illegal aliens know they should not have a right to guns, in my opinion, here in these United States, but at the same time, they're saying, well, you know, the Second Amendment's a real thing. Carvajal Flores didn't get the state required FOID, nor did he obtain his gun legally or go through a background check. And if he can do it, I mean, if I'd done that in Illinois, if I'd gone through those processes to get a gun, I'd be under the jail. But why can't a citizen claim equal protection? And yes, of course, the FOID is an infringement. So what other state and federal laws are fair game? Recall that unlikely Second Amendment champion, Hunter Biden, is counting on the Bruin standard to render his lying about controlled substance abuse in order to obtain a firearm constitutionally irrelevant, a self-preservation move that could upend the Democrat agenda on guns. Daddy's first, you know, daddy's first priority. Adding to the momentum is the first of its kind ruling in Louisville, where a judge determined that a convicted felon can't be prosecuted on a firearm charge because it violates his Second Amendment rights. Now, the biggest round of objectors right now is the enforce the existing gun laws faction. And, you know, they're unaware that their position is ideologically no different than a revolutionary era colonial demanding to enforce existing intolerable acts. Now, on the legislative side, on the gun grabber side, no one wants to admit that gun control laws don't work, whether they're favored by every town or by the NRA, and that anyone who can't be trusted with a gun can't be trusted without a custodian. So it's not a matter of should felons have guns. That's the wrong question. Try it. Should those proven violent and predatory have access to the rest of us? And ditto, should illegal aliens have guns? Now, of course, all human beings are entitled to unalienable rights, and the Supreme Court has acknowledged in the Heller case and earlier in Cruikshank that the very text of the Second Amendment implicitly recognizes the preexistence of the right and declares that only it shall not be infringed. As we said in United States v. Cruikshank, this is not a right granted by the Constitution. Neither is it any matter dependent upon that instrument for its existence. But again, it's the wrong question. What should be asked is, why is a known illegal alien allowed to remain in the United States instead of being deported? That's the question. And it's fair to suspect Obama appointee Johnson Coleman's ruling is a red herring to divert focus from the real issue, and a deliberate attempt to stir up outrage against the potential implications of the Bruin standard from the gun community itself. A column in The Hill estimates 10 million illegal aliens across the border since Joe Biden assumed the Oval Office. And as Tucker Carlson calculated 2 years ago, that could easily be 30 million or more illegal immigrants living in this country. That's more people than live in the entire state of Texas. Recently, the New York Post notes there are thousands of migrants set to arrive in massive El Paso-bound caravan in just a few days. No doubt emboldened by that 100 strong rushing the border wall, breaking through razor wire, knocking over guards in the process. Although that's not a rare occasion. That actually happens more often than you would think. Somebody filmed that one. We also know that there's an inordinate number of military age males, not just Mexican or Central American, but from China and from hostile Islamic states. And they're adding to their unvetted numbers already here. While our government consented to under the premise that it would establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and posterity, offers the lawbreakers incentives and rewards to embed themselves throughout the republic. It's hardly unreasonable to conclude the newcomers represent the equivalent of a standing foreign army. Framers never intended to protect the right of the invaders to keep and bear arms, but again, that's the wrong issue. We need to once again ask ourselves, who does it benefit to have the Second Amendment advocate arguing over acceptable infringements while ignore the damn elephant in the room? That's the question. Why wasn't he just deported? Why do we have to sit around and worry about his constitutional rights? Got to keep your eye on the ball. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back. Excuse me. Something is blooming around me right now as we speak. According to the Philadelphia police, the city of brotherly love saw major reductions in violent crime last year. Homicides down by 21%. Non-fatal shootings down 28%. All without any new gun legislation signed into law in Harrisburg. Now, of course, they did become a permitless carry state. And while the trend is good news, Or did they become a permitless carry state? I can't remember. Anyway, while it's good news, Philly is far from crime free. Now, so far, thankfully, the anti-gunners haven't yet destroyed the ability of Philadelphia residents to exercise their Second Amendment right. One woman's embrace of her right to keep and bear arms likely saved her life very recently. And we have one man dead and another injured after a woman arrived home to find two alleged intruders inside her West Philadelphia apartment early Friday morning. I don't know why they're characterized as alleged. If they're in her house uninvited and it's her house, doesn't that make them de facto intruders? Details matter. Shooting happened on the 6200 block of Chestnut Street around 2 a.m. Police say the woman, armed with a gun, got into a fight with one of the men before 13 shots were fired, killing that man in a bedroom. So much for the non-efficacy of standard capacity magazines. While the second suspect was able to flee the apartment, a person of interest with a gunshot wound to the chest showed up at a local hospital not long after the attack took place. The woman didn't suffer any major injuries while fighting off the two strangers. According to NBC Philadelphia, she remained on the scene and spoke to the detectives, who say they still don't know why the men were inside her residence. And it's, you know, there's only so many things it could be. It could have been a targeted attack on the woman. But she told the authorities that she didn't know who these guys were. So this was probably a crime of opportunity, like a burglary that was interrupted when the armed citizen returned to her home in the early morning hours. It's also unclear at this point whether the woman had her gun on her when she walked inside, or if she was able to retrieve it while she was fending off her assault. And regardless, it's good that she had access to a weapon. And it's good that she had one of those dastardly large capacity magazines. Gun control activists are always so wanting to, they so want to ban those so very badly. Until you start doing the math. Now, the gun control lobby claims that there's no good reason for anybody to need a magazine that can hold more than 10 rounds. They often point to research purporting to show that fewer than 3 rounds are fired in an average defensive gun use, even though U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez has thoroughly debunked the so-called study. But see, here's the thing. This is the thing. The reason police departments have standard capacity magazines in their full-sized guns and their service-sized pistols is because you cannot count on the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator in armed self-defense is 3 rounds, 3 seconds, 3 feet. That may not always be the case. If we were to have a terrorist attack here in the United States, it's definitely not going to be the case. Now, and where would this not be the case? First of all, the 333 rule is about one guy. It's about one assailant. That's it. It's not about multiple assailants. It's not about disparity of force. Now, in this case, you had multiple assailants with disparity of force assaulting a single woman who needed to shoot until she stopped the threat against her life. Since the one guy that got away, and we don't know what was going on with it. I haven't even heard the caliber of this gun, you know. So there's a lot of variables that come into play with this. But would if 3 rounds have been enough? When your goal is to shoot to deanimate, probably not. Now, the reason I'm against going, I asked a question the other day about why somebody was carrying a gun. A particular gun, and they said, because it's so easy to carry. And I said, But then I pointed out that, you know, you don't get to choose the circumstance in which your life is going to be threatened. if things are so bad that you have to pull out a gun to defend yourself to the threat of life and limb, then you had better have enough with you to make sure that works, because it is not going to make things better in the eyes of your assailant. You might have to face off against a single intruder or armed robber, but there's an equally good chance you may have to, you'll be facing multiple assailants. Time is also a factor in a lot of this stuff. Here, and what I mean by that. So, in an attack where you have to defend yourself, the faster you defend yourself, less likely you are to take damage. A wounded opponent can still kill you. And having, you know, there's no rule that states that if you have to use your gun in a self-defense situation, that if you have rounds left over, that that's a bad thing. There's no rule about that. There's no rule saying that. Having enough ammunition on you and with you can make the difference between you waiting on the police and the police finding you. So that's where my biggest issue with the small guns are easier to carry. I have a Glock 43. I'm not going to tell you I don't carry it, but when I do carry it, I carry it with modified magazines that hold 10 rounds. But my preference is my Glock 45 because of the capacity and because of the size of the gun. And all of that makes a difference. All of that makes a difference. The shootability of the gun makes a big difference. I can shoot my Glock 45 good enough to where I'm going to win most self-defense. If I have a chance to get the gun out, probably going to come out on top on that one. Just because I've trained with it as much as I have. But I saw that and I was just thinking, well, they keep wanting to take these things away, and yet anybody that has to deal with a gun on a regular basis, like, say, a police officer, they're not going to go out there with just 10-round magazines. They can't. There's no telling what they face. But the big deal is you know, it used to be that they didn't attack cops. Now they do that all the time, too. We're both the same sort of targets. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. David Pecker, a witness for the prosecution, returned to the stand in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City Tuesday. The former National Enquirer publisher is accused of paying Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 as part of an alleged catch-and-kill scheme to suppress a story about an affair involving the former president. Prosecutors aiming to establish a pattern that connects to the alleged $130,000 payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the nation. Demonstrators at Columbia University are demanding that the Ivy League school divest from companies they accuse of benefiting from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. Later this week, severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central U.S. The initial wave of severe weather forecast to impact the Plains Midwest beginning Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And welcome back. Excuse my voice again. This is Lock and Load. Right now, the Democrats, they're showing you everything you need to know. They're showing you everything you need to know. There's no bottom for them to hit. So if you've been waiting for them to, for some of them, any of them to stand up and express outrage about anything related to any of the damaging policies they push, don't hold your breath. You're going to suffocate. Murdered Americans at the hands of illegal aliens? Big deal. Random women being punched in the face by thugs and goons on the streets of New York? Whatever. Unable to fill your gas tank or to afford groceries? Who cares? You morons don't know how good you got it anyway, you ingrates. That's the attitude of the Democrats, at least, and they mean it. They hate you. They hate you. But it's perfectly okay for you to hate them back. Now, it's not like you need more evidence or reason. But there was something that happened recently on MSNBC that's particularly illustrative of what's wrong with the Democrats. And it wasn't firing of Rona McDaniel, though that was bad enough. It was more about the border. We know the Democrats don't give a damn about the border, at least insofar as securing it goes. They love the border so much they will do nothing to secure it at all, kind of like how they treat voting. The sanctity of it is so important that anything that is done to ensure its integrity, no matter how commonsensical or obvious, must be banned. Their policy toward voting and the border makes zero sense, which means they're not simply wrong by accident. They are wrong by choice. Because pushing the wrong thing helps them. While not giving a rip about the border, MSNBC can't ignore it. Even the most dedicated Rachel Maddow zombie knows people are flooding across it. So the left needs to find a way to talk about something that outrages their base about something other than the dead bodies from illegal alien murders or drug overdoses. But don't worry, they have a favorite topic that they think they can apply here and, you know, refashion it to work within these confines. So they have, the sociopaths there have come up with abortion. Now, I was sitting here going, wow, this is so, there's so many real problems that come from this, so many things that are going to lead, that are going to be bad later on down the road that come from this border, that the, you know, when they came up with that for a minute, I was going, what? But that's because I'm a sane person, as are you. We don't know how this plays. How would we know how this plays? So if you really thought about it, you could probably conclude that the issue relates to all the sexual assaults and rapes illegal aliens suffer on the long march north, and you'd be right. But not the way you think. In a truly amazing segment, MSNBC expressed outrage not over the cartels and their kidnapping of women they are smuggling and holding them to be repeatedly raped by their fellow migrants. Nope. That's not what it was about. It, no, and it was not about the horrors the women face in the third world cultures like those Democrats are playing International Red Rover with on our border. No one on the left wants to talk about that. They would much rather whine about a lie like the wage gap than cultural rot that they're inviting to overwhelm our neighborhoods and schools. No, they decided to bring on Nepo baby Paola Ramos, daughter of racist Univision anchor Jorge Ramos, to lament how illegal alien rape victims have difficulty getting abortion pills once they enter Texas illegally, like Border Patrol agents should give it out like gum at an onion eating contest. I'm not making that up. The employment by network of Ramos, someone who couldn't be more of a prototype of an MSNBC employee if the network had access to all the parts to build their own human, Hispanic, uses the word Latinx, lesbian, worked for Obama and Biden, hardcore left-wing activist, has never stirred controversy the way someone genuinely dangerous like a person who holds opinions different than those of the Democratic Party. No on-air rage-fueled monologues about how casually she and host Jose Diaz-Balart gloss over the sex slavery of women, encouraged her to run that cartel gauntlet by Joe Biden and his open border. Only the outrageous concept of a state being able to decide on its own laws. Ramos opened her segment on illegal alien women being unable to find abortion pills. Well, Jose, as you can imagine, they are horrified. They're traumatized. I spoke to women that had been held by the cartel, some for a week, some over a month, as they were being sexually abused. But I think, Jose, there's a reflection of a larger problem that we're seeing, right? Where there are migrant women who are stepping into the United States with rape-related pregnancies, and as they're then trying to navigate this complicated legal anti-abortion landscape, and so the question we have is, what does that look like, right? What does post-Roe look like through the eyes of one of those migrants? And here's what we found. You know, some of this stuff you couldn't have an LSD trip that sounded like this. But she goes on. The repeated rape isn't the problem. The third world mentality flooding into the country, resulting in sexual assaults here in our country, isn't the outrage. It's the difficulty of finding abortion pills. It's not the problem itself, because rape is never a problem. They don't see that as a problem. It's not an underlying issue here for them. They don't, yeah. They're still in a refractory period from a fundraiser celebrating Bill Clinton and Joe Biden. It's only an inconvenience. The problem is the lack of free abortions. These people are sick. They're evil sick. Democrats have their priorities. Not a single one of them has anything to do with you if you're an American citizen. They want illegals. They need more people dependent on the government, and the current crop is getting restless and flirting with straying. They're terrified. They're also worried that their Ponzi scheme of Social Security crashing down around them, lest they import more suckers to force into it. This is what Europe's done. This is why Europe is about to become an Islamic state. In order for Social Security to persist, they're going to have to get more people paying into Social Security, or they're going to have to solve the issue. And see, they're not really interested in solving the issue. They got to create all this dependence so that they can stay in power. This is not about good governance. The biggest issue for me is the evil that I see as far as their policy, the way it shakes out. Which brings me back to China, Unilee. Young China, you've heard me talk about her before. 30-something female in New York City. Wasn't pro-gun or anything. She was probably leftist, too. She probably voted Democrat. She worked for an internet company. She was a creative director or something like that. On her way home, a homeless, mentally ill person that's allowed to exist in the streets of New York followed her home, forced his way in, forced her into her tub, and stabbed her 41 times. A young woman living her life, killed by policy. Killed by a murderer that was enabled by policy. And that's just like page one. Paragraph one of page one. It could go on and on and on and on. So can you imagine a way which they could be even more evil? Do you want to let them try? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. You know, I keep hearing about how diversity is a great thing. I keep hearing about that. It's like a mantra. And then I also hear that our military is in trouble. And how can they be in trouble? Because we have so much diversity now. So much diversity. We've sought out white rage. We've suspended training, which never happened. There was never a day in the entire time I was in the military, and I can't think of a day with any suspensions of training, unless it was due to heat or something. But it was only for a day, and it was because we were going to get hurt if we tried to train. But that was not what they did for that particular day. They decided to go and they wanted to find white rage. So we have diversity now, but we also have chronic recruiting shortages. The Army's going to have to cut 16,500 occupational positions, most of them vacant. The Air Force has proposed a reduction of 8,000 troops after missing recruiting goals for the first time in over 20 years. The Navy is short 9,000 sailors. And that means the ones that are there have to actually go and be out on deployment longer than if they were fully staffed. And this is all due to the DEI policies. Minority recruitment has remained steady or increased, and that's fine. The military has always been quite equal in my observation. But there's been a steep decline in white recruits almost, and that entirely accounts for the ongoing recruiting crisis. According to military.com, in fiscal year 2018, the Army recruited 44,042 new white recruits, 56% of the total. In 2023, the number plummeted to 25,070, or 44%. In the Navy, white recruit losses accounted for an overall drop of about 9,000 recruits. So what are they going to do to fix this? I mean, that's a thing. They keep claiming without evidence that diversity is a strategic imperative. We've always been diverse in the military. We have always been diverse in the military. So this is an absurd argument because we've already established that, and we were handling it really well without getting out there and trying to put our thumb on the scale about who we recruit. And, you know, then there was the Supreme Court's 2023 ruling ending racial preference in higher education. Now, the court ignored the government's objections when it applied its ruling to the civilian universities' ROTC programs as well. But in its opinion, the court also exposed the flimsy premises under decades-old racial categories, describing them as imprecise, overboard, arbitrary, undefined, under-inclusive, incoherent, and irrational stereotypes. Justice Neil Gorsuch noted that racial categories such as black, Hispanic, Native American, Pacific Islander, Asian, or white were devised not by anthropologists or sociologists, but by bureaucrats. The same bureaucrats cautioned in the 1978 Federal Register that their arbitrary racial categories should not be viewed as determinants of eligibility for participation in any federal program. But they are. So, Department of Defense validated racial preference when it established a 2011 Military Leadership Diversity Commission. And by taking the advice of non-military organizations and corporate business consultants favoring DEI racial categories, they turned military values upside down. Consultants help private enterprises to please, you know, they're there to please customers, but they know very little about military combat operations, like fighting and destroying an enemy force. But they listen to business experts in writing that although good diversity management rests on a foundation of fair treatment, it's not about treating everybody the same. This can be a difficult concept to grasp, especially for leaders who grew up with the EO-inspired equal opportunity mandate to be both color and gender blind. Why is that better to go back to that? I just don't know. This shift away from non-discrimination and meritocracy and treating everyone the same contradicts the oath of every officer and enlisted person that they take to support and defend the Constitution, and it takes a colorblind approach to race upheld in numerous Supreme Court rulings. They also stated cultural assimilation, a key to military effectiveness in the past, will be challenged as inclusion becomes and needs to become the norm. See, that's a problem. See, the assimilation they're talking about is assimilating to the Army. Assimilating to the Army, not getting out there and doing any of this other stuff. That's what that's about. I do not know what they mean by inclusion without assimilation. I don't know how that works out. This disregarded military requirements and culture, which requires identical treatment of personnel to build cohesion and mutual trust for survival in combat. Instead, they relied on a 1996 Harvard Business Review article advising corporate managers on how to stress differences, not unity. They also recommended high-level chief diversity officers to ensure compliance with DEI mandates. And they were put on the service members were put on notes that in every step of their careers, from recruitment to promotion, 3- and 4-star rank and service chief levels, they would be held accountable for their performance in diversity management and rewarded for their efforts or penalized for the lack of them. And like the Wizard of Oz, an intimidating diversity industrial complex rules the Pentagon with billowing smoke, noise, and hot air. But at the same time, they're weakening our military in ways that would cost a lot of lives. In August 2022, Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall and then Chief of Staff General Charles Q. Brown Jr. co-signed a memorandum calling for a reduction in white male officers from 64% to 43%. Many mid-career officers were told they were no longer wanted, pleased their families by moving to the commercial airlines. Now the Air Force has a shortage of experienced pilots. Military DEI strategic plans lack solid data to support exaggerated claims about race-based diversity categories. 2021 Task Force One Navy report, for example, published equivocal, misleading quotes from civilian sources and handbooks that did not include the words military or armed forces even once. And thanks to all the recruiting shortages, the Navy has become accepting the lowest category of aptitude testing, a high-risk option that could worsen a rash of mishaps at sea. The Heritage Foundation's 2024 Index of Military Strength rates the Air Force as very weak on readiness, and the Navy and Army rated weak or very weak in different categories. Public confidence in the all-volunteer forces declined from 70% to 48% since 2018. And there's been a drop, according to Gallup, a drop in confidence in the military from 81% to 60% since 2010. The latest Blue Star Families reports that only 32% of military families would recommend a service in the all-volunteer Army. So what have they done? Well, they removed the historic words duty, honor, and country at West Point. That's what they're doing. That's the problem. True diversity and equality and appropriate inclusion are good things, but DEI programs that divide and demoralize aren't. And a ship that's steered 2 degrees off course without correction eventually winds up in the wrong ocean. So with national security at risk, they have to intervene now to change the military's course and restore some sound priorities before it is too late. If it isn't already too late. The military exists for one reason and one reason only, and that's to break things. To break things. They're not doing that. If they're not training to do those things, if they're training to do anything else but those things, then we have a problem. We have a gigantic problem. And right now, we apparently have a gigantic problem. No telling what's going to happen, but we'll find out. But, you know, I was just wondering where all this began. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.